Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Kringle, and she is the registered dietitian for the Cass County Health System. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for meeting with me this morning.
You bet. And it is time every month for quite a few months, about this time of the month, it is Healthy You program time. And so this Thursday is another one. I think it's a week early this year because of Thanksgiving. But Thursday, November 19th is the Healthy You program for this month. And Emily, you're one of the presenters. What are you going to be talking about?
Okay, well, it's diabetes and your holiday plate. November is National Diabetes Month, so it kind of fits together. And I will be speaking, and so will Barb Peterson, who is a certified diabetic educator who is with our Diabetes Center here at Cass County Health System. Both Barb Peterson and Aubrey Mogard are certified diabetic educators. They do a wonderful job helping people that have diabetes, especially with their medications, including insulin management. And then I try to help them. I work closely with the Diabetes Center with their diet questions and diet plan.
I just want to put in here, Emily, this program is open to everybody. If you do not have diabetes, come anyhow, if maybe there's somebody in your family, or the information you're going to give is good for all of us. So it is open to everybody, and it's in the past, my experience has been it's a great program. So there is Aubrey going to be talking also?
Not today, not tomorrow, okay. Or on Thursday, just Barb and I.
Okay.
And what we are going to stress is what we say in the Diabetes Center is people that have diabetes can be healthy or healthier than anybody else. And the guidelines we're going to discuss, of course, pertain to people that have diabetes, but they pertain to all of us. I mean, basically, the message we give to everybody is very similar.
And I think if you've not experienced working with the diet or with the food that you recommend, it's, you know, I think people used to think, well, you just got to get rid of everything you like, and that's not true.
No, LaVon, you will see what we serve that day will be tasty, good food, and it would be for people that have diabetes or don't have diabetes. We're also going to be discussing some ideas for your holiday meals, especially Thanksgiving, and what you decide to serve and what your combination of foods are. So that's
okay, that's kind of a additional thought, I guess, that combination of food that sometimes maybe we don't think about. We just think about, well, I can't have this, I can't have that, whatever, and I have to have this. So the combination is important, and I'm not sure that I've really been hearing that before.
I think the combination is the most important because we tell people you can have anything you want, but you may not have can have everything you want altogether.
Okay.
Some people will say, well, I want pecan pie. Well, that's a pretty concentrated source of carb and calories. So I would say, well, maybe a pecan tassie. But we're going to talk about pecan pie on Thursday.
Okay.
So maybe they'll figure out how they can include that.
And that's part of, I guess, the challenge is figuring this all out. But as you say, your Diabetes Center and you can really help people with that. But what all kind of, you know, you talked about, you're going to talk about the meal. What else are you kind of going to include in this? It's about an hour long.
Yes, it will not be over an hour. We will also talk about, because I think it fits in perfect with Thanksgiving and holiday cooking, food safety. That is, cooking your food in a clean way to prevent the least amount of bacteria to be exposed to. So that's very basic. Have your kitchen counters clean, your hands clean, your utensils clean, but also are you cooking the foods at the proper temperatures? Are you leaving the food out too long? And that can be a disadvantage for several reasons, because if you leave it out for the whole day, the chances of overeating are greater. And also the chances of maybe eating something that's no longer safe for you.
And you know, I think back in my Thanksgiving holiday dinners of, you know, well, the old-fashioned way was all the men sat down to eat, and then it was kind of like the women's turn to sit down and eat, and then everybody sat around and visited. I just wonder how long some of that food was out. And, of course, we can choose some things to not put away except for the eating thing. But, You know, how long is that? What's the safety limit kind of?
The Food Safety Organization, and a Fight Back is kind of part of that. They say 2 hours at room temperature. So you know on those holidays where it did sit all afternoon, that's pushing it. I always got a kick out of when people would say sometimes, well, I must have the flu or the 24-hour flu. And I always wondered, was it really the flu, or did we really eat something that had been out too much? Or maybe we just ate too much.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think sometimes we eat more of things we don't usually eat, and that can make us not feel well also. So that whole combination. But let's make sure that it's not a problem with food safety.
Right, that's right. And I think one of the things, too, is what do we do with those leftovers? Some of us fool ourselves that as long as something is in the refrigerator, it's safe. And really, a lot of things, 3 or 4 days, and it should go. And also, it's really tempting to put everything in the refrigerator in these deep containers, and they don't cool quick enough. So,
and if we put too many things in at the same time, also that temperature in the refrigerator is going to go up.
You know, we shouldn't guess what temperature our refrigerators are. We need to have thermometers for cooking and also one in our refrigerator.
And what should the refrigerator be?
40 degrees or less.
Okay. And this is not, well, it is food safety. I was going to say, and in our freezers, we also need one of those thermometers, and it should be below freezing for sure. I think 0 is what's recommended.
Yes, 0 is recommended, especially in institutions, but I figure if it's good for institutions, it's good for our own homes. And I think one thing's very interesting, we always blame, or it's easy to blame a restaurant or an institution for people getting food poisoning or sick, but most of those incidents occur in our own homes, not in the institutions.
You know, one other place that I think about food maybe that should be refrigerator kind of sitting around is if you've got a long shopping list and you go to the grocery store first, and how long does it sit in your vehicle? And the way the temperature's been so far, it's not cold enough to keep it cold in your vehicle.
That is exactly right. And so that should be the last place on your list. And, you know, in the summer, we're probably more concerned about that. But you're right. It hasn't been cold, so it's not chilled enough.
Okay. So food safety, you're going to talk about the menu, the combinations. You can talk about food safety. Anything else?
Yes. Another thing that I think is very interesting is the amount of food we waste, and especially at holiday time. I found some figures that I think are quite interesting. 203 million pounds of turkey will be thrown away this Thanksgiving, and that transfers to at least $282 million. So maybe we don't need to fix as much stuff. We don't need to fix everything we've ever fixed and add a couple more new recipes. Think about realistically how much food will be used. There is research out there, or figures out there, that Americans throw away 1,500 calories per day. That's about as many calories as we need, and we're throwing that much away. So I just think it's something we need to think about, to not waste foods.
Mm-hmm. And for many of us, you know, maybe the dollars would, when you make that dollar amount, that really adds up. So it is something, Emily, that I think has not been brought to the fore until the last few years.
Right. There has been a lot of research on it. And it's maybe not that you actually throw that away, but when we think about how much, we're kind of perfectionists. So if the apple isn't quite right, it may be tossed early. But I think we need to take a little bit more care in that.
Just be aware of what's happening. So, Emily, remind us again of this program coming right up.
It's on this Thursday. That's the 19th. And if you would like to call, you need to make a reservation and call 243-7479 to let the planners know that you will be there.
All right. It's a very good program. Come on out. Thanks so much to Emily Kringle, the registered dietitian for Cass County Health System. Until next time, here's a thought from Dolly Parton. If you want the rainbow, you have to put up with the rain.